Hi, everyone. Today, on Kids Like You and Me, we're going to learn a little about a condition called diabetes. It's a complicated disease. First off, there are two types, type 1 and type 2. But don't worry, today we're just going to talk about type 1. 12-year-old Robbie has type 1 diabetes. So what does that mean for him? What is diabetes? Robbie describes it this way.
It's when an organ in our body, called the pancreas, doesn't produce a certain medication called insulin, which helps regulate something called blood sugar, which influences how your body takes in carbs.
I told you it was complicated.
And the carbs break down into glucose. This glucose and this insulin team up and they sort of regulate our blood sugar.
Robbie's really smart, isn't he? So here's what I learned from him about type 1 diabetes. Sugars and starches are in a food group called carbohydrates, or carbs, as Robbie calls them. When you eat carbs, like pizza or pasta, your body turns that food into a simple sugar called glucose. This travels around in your bloodstream for your cells to take in and turn into the energy you need to play soccer or climb a tree. But the cells also need a special hormone called insulin to take that glucose in. Without insulin, the cells won't accept the glucose. So Robbie's pancreas doesn't make the insulin his body needs. So when he was 7 years old, things started going wrong.
It was 4th of July, and there's a wedding that day. We had a road trip. We went out to Polson, where the wedding was, and I was peeing like crazy. We had to stop every 5 minutes, because when you have high blood sugar, when too much sugar is in your blood, you urinate like crazy. So at the wedding we went to, I like missed most of it because I was in the bathroom. So the day we came back, we're just like, okay, that's it. We have to go to the hospital and see what's up.
Peeing a lot is a symptom of diabetes. So is drinking lots of water. But another symptom worried Robbie's parents even more that weekend. Robbie's dad, Bob, explains.
By Sunday night, this is what was amazing. In 3 days, Robbie lost 11 pounds. And for a 7-year-old who was 70 pounds, it just so happened we had weighed him a week before, his body weight went down to 59 pounds. His whole face looked different. We could count his ribs. It was scary looking for a parent to see their child just sort of in front of them within 3 days wasting away.
So doctors diagnosed Robbie with type 1 diabetes. And he didn't do anything to cause it. His pancreas just doesn't work right. So his life has had to change. It's complicated. Now he has to make sure he gets the insulin his body needs to keep his cells firing. His dad says Robbie has to act like a pancreas. Wow. So what's a typical day like for Robbie now?
Before I have breakfast, I check my blood sugar and I give a dose of insulin, depending on how many carbs I'm taking. So say I was having cereal that had 50 carbs in it, I would take a certain amount of insulin to carb ratio. So say I had a ratio of 25 carbs per unit, I would inject myself with 2 units of insulin, and then I'd be good to go. I usually check before breakfast, before lunch, before dinner, after school, and before bed.
Holy smokes! This kid has to be a mathematician and a nurse just to get through breakfast and lunch and dinner and even bedtime. But what do you think it was like to find out when he was 7 that he'd have to do all that every day forever and even while he was in school?
I was definitely trying to keep it a secret. I thought I was like a freak when I got it. I thought it was a huge thing. When I went to lunch, nobody knew I had diabetes. So I would just say like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom, where I would just walk up to the nurse's office and the nurse would say, okay, Robbie, it's time for your insulin. And I would be like, okay. And so then I would come back and they would be like, oh, that took you a long time. Where were you? And I'd say, oh, sorry, I don't know. I took a long time. So I would try and keep it a secret. But in the end, I think nobody actually thought I was a freak.
can tell Robbie is a practical kid who figures things out about this disease. He's also lucky to have devoted parents who've helped him learn about type 1 and how to give himself the right amount of insulin to keep his blood sugar levels normal, or in the zone, as they say. Sometimes they even check his blood sugar levels for him while he sleeps.
And so you want to know what type 3 diabetes is?
What?
Those are the parents of type 1 kids. It's sort of a joke. As parents, we get to have type 3, and Robbie kind of likes that too. I think our kids kind of get a kick out of it because we're in this together. So we don't technically have type 1 like Robbie, but we might as well have it because we're part of the team. We know all about the disease, and we even prick our fingers sometimes early on when Robbie was 7. I mean, the last thing a kid wants to do is prick their finger and give themselves injections, 6 to 8 injections in their stomach every day. How's that sound? Not too good. Although it's not like a booster shot. It's a very small, little, fine needle. You hardly feel it. It's a little prick, but nonetheless, we want to be part of the team.
At the start, Robbie gave himself needle shots 5 or more times a day. Not anymore. Advances in technology have made the day-after-day tedium of type 1 easier to take.
There's something called an insulin pump, which I use. It means that instead of giving yourself shots to deliver insulin, you can just put a patch on your arm, on your leg, wherever, and it'll deliver insulin just by a machine. So you can have that machine in your pocket, and you can give yourself insulin without anybody, like, even knowing. So I think it's a much better way than giving yourself needle shots. And what I'm using is called the Omnipod. What that means is it's a new kind of insulin pump where it's wireless, meaning that all the insulin is stored in the patch on my arm, and that I can deliver right from the machine without any tubing or anything. So it's a lot easier to use.
Robbie has quite a team helping him with his disease. His parents, of course. And here's great news. Robbie can trust his friends to look out for him, too.
My friends have caught me a few times, like when I've had low blood sugar, high blood sugar, or if I need something to eat. They're always watching, just in case. My skin will be a lot paler. My stomach will hurt. I'll have a headache. I'll be kind of annoying and irritable. Yeah, they'll just tap me on the shoulder and say, I think you need to check your blood sugar, or something like that.
So Robbie's got his parents and friends on his side. And of course, we can't forget the team of doctors who work so importantly with Robbie, too. Dr. Carla Cox, his nutritionist, says there's one thing parents and the child should hear first.
The first thing I want to tell them is that she or he can do whatever they want to do in life. There are very few things that they're restricted to because of their diagnosis of type 1. So I think that's really important to reassure the child and the parents that they can do whatever they want to do, but they do need to manage it. And so the first thing that we look at is when blood sugars are high, is the most important thing is they have to give insulin. There is no other way of getting around this. It's not something you can just eat healthier and exercise more and type 1 diabetes is going to go away. It requires insulin injections. And right now that can only go through a needle, either through a needle that's injected like a syringe, through an insulin pen, or through an insulin pump. So there is no other method.
So first, confidence building. Then the doctor explains about the relationship between insulin and carbs.
The reason carbohydrates are important is that that is the most significant food item that raises blood sugars. Proteins don't raise them much. Fat doesn't raise them at all. So it's the carbohydrates that are going to cause that rise in blood sugar that then we have to calculate. So how much insulin do we need to cover those carbs?
In the beginning, Robbie wondered why he was the only one with this disease. His dad wisely responded.
Robbie said to me, it wasn't easy to get the news. And I said, well, Robbie, you know, everybody gets something. He said, really? And he said, really? Everybody gets something? I said, yeah, you didn't know that? He goes, no, I didn't. So everybody gets something? And I said, not necessarily type 1 diabetes, but yeah. He said, well, what did you get? And I said, well, you see the pills I have to take every day. I have to take one for my heart and one for blood pressure and this one. And sometimes I get too nervous. I've had that ever since I was a kid. And he said, well, what do you think other kids have something? Did they get something in my class? I said, I don't know, you know, what your new class is going to be like, but I would almost bet that, you know, you'll probably hear that some kids will have something that they got, and then you'll understand and maybe you'll feel a little more empathetic, and you guys can, you know, you'll understand what that feels like. It's, and he came home one day in September of the next school year, and he said, you're right, Dad. Everybody does get something, I think. I said, really? He said, yeah, there's a kid in my class, he had to stop PE because his heart, something was wrong with his heartbeat. Another kid has asthma, and I have another friend who has allergies, and there's a little girl that has this, and another little boy who has that. I said, all in your classroom? He said, yep. He goes, so I guess you're right.
Dr. Cox said much the same thing.
I think just go with it. You know, none of us want to have anything wrong with our bodies. I don't want to wear glasses. I wear glasses. I mean, none of us want to have type 1 diabetes. Nobody says, hey, take me. I really want to have type 1 diabetes. But I think we need to go with it. They need to recognize that checking their blood sugar 5 and 6 times a day is just going to be part of their life. It's going to be like tying their shoes. And learning how to dose their insulin is really important. And if they constantly do that, and if they're willing to embrace it rather than fight it, they're going to live a long and healthy life just like everybody else.
Having type 1 diabetes isn't easy for kids. Support from parents, doctors, and friends helps. Being upfront about it helps, too. Robbie has given talks to several classes about diabetes. Speaking publicly about his disease has given him confidence. That, along with his characteristic practicality, positive attitude, and a generous helping of determination, ensure Robbie a long and happy life.
Once I learned about it more, I knew that I could regulate it if I definitely tried, and I did. I still do, so yeah.
Thanks so much to Robbie, his dad, and Dr. Carla Cox for helping us understand more about type 1 diabetes. It's complicated, but as Robbie found out, everybody does get something. And when it happens to a kid you know, be kind and remember,
there are kids just like you and me. Yeah!
Kids Like You and Me is produced at Montana Public Radio by Annie Gard and Cherie Newman, with financial support from the Rural Institute at the University of Montana. You can listen to all the episodes in the Kids Like You and Me series at mtpr.org.